Right. I'm gonna, if we can share the proposed motions for these. Okay. So first we'll give each four of these groups 3 minutes to speak. So if you can raise your hand if you're going to be the speaking for person for one of these groups. So motion one is Leah, will you raise your hand? And you will have 3 minutes. HI0045.
Hello, I'm Leah, and I submitted this motion because of the timeliness of the nature of the motion it's kind of in the motion. I move to have the results of the ACA Worldwide Fellowship voting results, which were 80% yes, of the responding groups for the name change from ACA Adult Child of Alcoholics to ACAD Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families be effective immediately. I also am happy to blend that with the immediacy with the other motion as well. With the other motions as well. So, yeah, just the immediacy of having it go into effect. So when I go back to my group, I can say we are now ACAD, even though I know there's a 5 to 10 year process of implementing the whole thing, but being able to feel like my group's voice was heard, is really very important. ACA is fairly new in Hawaii, and I'm trying to get, involvement and people on board. So thanks.
Thank you. And motion two, Charity. Charity. Okay, we will go on to motion three, Marty. Marty, will you please raise your hand?
Hi, I will raise my hand.
Oh, perfect. No, go ahead. You have 3 minutes.
All right. Whoops, whoops, I lost myself here. Okay. The reason that this motion, I put this motion in, is that it is about the fellowship group voting process, but there was a comment in the conference business meeting in December of 2024 that we had to bring this back to the ABC to vote on this. And it was to be voted on with registered votes, but the registered groups that were counted in the vote. So it wasn't a vote of all meeting groups, but it was with just the registered votes or the percentage. Brian, do you have a question or a comment?
Oh no, go ahead and
Yeah.
finish your minutes.
So that's it had to be brought back. And I think if you were here for this ABC, there was a comment about in a presentation, I believe it was by Sue, that AA, when they count their votes, you have the meeting votes, the people that vote, and then the people that abstained, those are counted as no votes, and they are included in the vote count. And with us, the no vote is not included in the final vote. So that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, and I think Brian co-sponsored this with you. So, did you want to include anything, Brian, with the last minute? No.
Yes, just real quick. This is the one proposal that has clarity. It follows exactly what was being planned with the 5 to 10 year period being phased in. And it's got the specificity that we really need to manage this. So thank you.
Thank you. And then motion for presenter. Go ahead and raise your hand. And region five, Josh.
Hi. So these four ones touch on different aspects of this. I would say, but the big thrust of all of them is like, let's go ahead and accept the results of this fellowship group vote as enough information to say, let's proceed. The aspect of that, there are different aspects of that, like Marty was talking about how you count the percent of votes, which actually relates to the item in the next set of proposals we'll look at. This particular one that we brought, which is number four here, specifically talks about the quorum. Like, basically, were there enough meetings who voted in the fellowship group vote for it to count? Right? Because, for instance, you could hold a fellowship group vote and 100% approved, but only 10 meetings voted. And somebody could say, well, only 10 meetings voted. That's just really not enough. It sort of doesn't meet quorum. It's the same way we do quorum at conference here now. So there's this larger question of what should quorum be in general for fellowship group vote, which is a separate, more general item, which we'll probably tackle at some point in the future. But for this specific one, the intent here is to say, look, we got 41%. Can we just say that's enough meetings to say it has cleared quorum and enough meetings participated in this fellowship group vote to say we're good to proceed here on the quorum aspect? I hope that makes sense.
Thank you. All righty. And then Trish, you have your hand raised.
Yes, I have a chat from Charity who submitted number two. She said she couldn't unmute herself, and she said I would like to withdraw my motion that I realize it is a point of safety because of an assumption with no evidence.
Okay, if she wants to, Charity, can you raise your hand? And we can unmute you, but we just have to have you raise your hand so that we can find you. Okay, WEB0207, Charity.
Hello.
So I
What am
just
I
want
doing?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Was just wondering what I was doing. What were you asking?
I just want to make sure that you're in agreement with withdrawing your motion.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then before we go on, between motion one and two, if we put the word to immediately accept the fellowship group-wide vote, would that meet your needs, Leah, to withdraw your motion? Oh, I guess Leah would have to raise her hand. So we can unmute you. Yes. And then Marty and Brian, would you be acceptable to that change? Yes, for Brian. And do we have Marty? Yeah, go ahead, Marty.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll put to immediately accept. Okay, and then we'll withdraw that one. Okay, so next, delegates will have up to 20 minutes to discuss the merits of the proposal. And please give a time when it's 5 minutes to remain. So this section will be 20 minutes. Anyone that would like to speak, please raise your hand. Pam, your number isn't listed, so if you can start with your number.
WEB381.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we had proposals and we had something like a 67% pass rate.
The
And the proposals are minuscule compared to a name change. And so what we're proposing here is that we're going to accept 41% participation. And that just flies in the face of everything I can think of. So I'm against this altogether. Thank you.
Okay, CA1148, Charles.
Hi, thank you. I haven't been following the name change. This is my first conference here. My understanding, which could be wrong, is that the fellowship voted it's going to be implemented over 5 to 10 years if we do nothing. So, like, and it takes time to implement. So why are any of these proposals even necessary? Like, we're not going to reverse people's votes. I guess I'm just very confused. Thank you.
Yes, and if someone from the name change group wants to answer that question quickly, can raise your hand. In the meantime, TX131 Denise.
Hi, thanks. I'm absolutely for number one. We voted on it. We've spent a lot of time on it. It had overwhelming support. I believe number two is very dangerous. I do not think we want to put a 41% precedence to change future matters of such importance. I mean, that is just below half. Every group had an opportunity to vote on the name change. If they chose not to, that was a choice. And I think the fellowship has spoken loud and clear, and we should choose number one. Thank you.
Thank you. WEB0907, Alaska.
All right, thank you. So is the difference between one and two that number two specifies the 41% participation rate and not dealing with the quorum? I mean, otherwise I don't really understand what the difference is between the two of them. I mean, both of them are wanting to immediately accept the fellowship group vote. Is that correct?
Okay.
Herman, could I have a point of information?
Sure.
I'd like to call on Sue to give us some clarity on this.
Would that be okay, Carmen?
Sure.
All righty. So, what we have in the presentation yesterday, and we probably all have forgotten the details. The bottom line is that we have a process in December 2024 that the fellowships, the delegate voted on. The fellowship has made their decision. 86.65% of responding groups said yes, they want the fellowship name change. The 41% is only so that you are aware that 41% of our total registered groups actually participated, which quite frankly is very high. Compared to the ballot proposals, we only get 6 to 9% of the fellowship participating. The voting for yes plus no is the same in the ballot voting. It's the same in the ABC. It's the same in the fellowship group vote. Yes plus no, and the yes is the percentage. So the only thing you need to be aware of with the 41%, and I'll be very quick, is that it's just the participation that we're looking at. And we're in line with Marijuana Anonymous. Okay. So whether you say the 41% or not, the moment you accept the fellowship results, you're made the president. Okay. You can't get away from it. But if you don't want to have the 41% in the actual wording of it, that's fine. But it doesn't take away that that's part of the results. And we've got a lot more work to fine tune everything. I hope that helps to clarify. 41%, and to give you an example, I think I heard 4% of delegates are representing the fellowship right now making decisions. Okay, 4%. And you had 41% of the fellowship group saying, we want this. With that, I'll pass. Thank you. Thank you.
And then WEB0907 Alaska, you were higher up before, so I don't know if your hand got accidentally lowered.
I actually just asked the question, but
Okay, never mind.
I didn't answer. But you didn't answer my question. My question is, what is the difference then between these two motions?
The difference, if I may, the difference is implementation. Oh, wait a minute. Did they have the implementation? No, that's ours. No. The second one does not have the participation. That's the difference, the big difference. We want you to accept the results. This is what we asked yesterday. And we want you to accept the implementation plan as we have recommended, the gradual phased financially responsible one. That's the only real difference, other than you could take out then the 41% if it's making you uncomfortable, but it doesn't change the actual result of participation. With that, I'll pass.
WEB0506, Amica.
Yeah, I mean, these need to be tabled because I think it's quite clear the fellowship, the majority of delegates, I don't believe actually understand what's here. So even with what it's obvious from what just came in and was purported, the idea of quorum and actually understanding what's going on here. But one key word was mentioned, presidents. And this is the problem, the mixing of the way this... The motion for the name change was put forth by the board long ago. But then in order to do that, then they came in and then they got you all, the delegates, to say, oh, no, in order to do that, we need fellowship group voting. And then they didn't define it. We, the delegates, we, the people, did not actually really truly define all the aspects of what it means, such as quorum and these things. Before we started the process. And now what you do here will affect everything moving forward. And you don't understand that.
Okay, and I'm sorry, Amica, your time is up. WEB07660.
I'm sorry. Can I have another point of information?
Sure.
That statement is not accurate. I'd like to clarify it. Sue, I'm sorry. Can you clarify it very briefly?
I keep hearing that the board's putting the motions forward. The board is not. The fellowship, through a ballot proposal, put it forward to the 2022 ABC to explore the name change. It became a motion, it got approved. In 2024, the name study came forward to the ABC and said, here's our recommendation based on 11,000 members in 67 countries. The ABC delegates agreed in 2024, yes, we want this to go, we approve this, but we want it to go to the fellowship group voting because it's so large. The board has been simply the trusted servant helping the fellowship and the delegates to do what's being asked of us. We're not guiding, we're not dictating anything here. With that, I'll pass. Thanks. All
right. WEB0766D.
Hi there. I just want to say that I support the first one. I think it's very clear in it's saying that the presentation that we were given yesterday, that basically saying that we've already approved this as a fellowship, and now there is a 5 to 10 year plan to actually implement that. I appreciate that because I feel like if I wasn't at this this meeting, I would have been confused if I received yet another group vote about this issue. Because as far as my group was concerned, it's like, oh, we passed. We got the information about the email that how many participation there was. So I think in order to just make it easier for everyone who's participating to just keep the conversation moving forward. I also think it's important to note that voting is a right, not an obligation. We can't force people to vote on things that they either don't have time or, it's not a priority for them to do. And lastly, I just want to say that I find the second one to be confusing around the 41% participation. It sounds like we're getting to a conversation about quorum, which feels like a different conversation than what the voting that we just did was based on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. CA1692, Mary L.
Hi. I'm in agreement with motion number one. I think it's very clear, it's specific, it's understandable. I also believe that the process that we've gone through the last 4 years is valid. It was very complete. It was inclusive in every way possible, in my opinion. And I think it's time that we need to implement this in the sense that people are thinking that the vote we went through was valid and that was it. So now I think we should just validate that. And basically, I think that it reflects the will of the fellowship that we want to get this going and show, the work that's been done and that they're willing to make that change. Thank you.
Okay, PA105, Brad.
Hi, I'm Brad. I think both of these are accepting the fellowship group vote. However, the first one talks about what was presented as the implementation, so I think it's clear. The second one talks about that it approves the participation rate. I don't think if that one passes, it's going to say the 41% is what we have to do from now on. I think 41% is a very high mark because we had a lot of groups participating. But the important part is that 86% of the fellowship groups that participated said they wanted to move forward with this. And I think if we want to address minimum group participation, we should do that in a separate discussion, so forth. And I don't think this is setting the precedent, but I think one is clear and it's what's set out. So that's what I'm going to support.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to note that earlier there was some statements that said use you language, you don't understand. Please make sure we use I statements when we're speaking moving forward. Thank you. Region 5, Josh.
One thing I feel like we might be getting confused about is I don't see this as an either or, like choose one or two. I think they're different aspects of the same problem. And I would even, if it's possible, suggest that we try to integrate them. Because here's what I don't want to happen, right? Because what happened, the quorum issue hasn't been defined in the fellowship group vote process at this point. So what I don't want to happen is us to lose number two, approve number one as it is, and then a year from now, people go, oh, well, we don't know if we had quorum or not because we hadn't defined it. So I'm trying to nail it down now so that that doesn't trip us up later as a gotcha. That's all. I'm not in any way opposed to number one. I would just suggest maybe these could be pulled together into one thing to cover all bases. I don't know if anyone else who, are co-submitters of this motion want to speak on that.
Thank you.
Carmen?
IG,
Excuse me, Carmen, that's 5-minute warning.
Okay. All right. And is there a point of information?
I want to speak on behalf of as a delegate.
Okay, then I'll go first to IG70, Erica.
Thank you so much. No, I think some folks have already kind of shared what I was thinking. I think that the information in both, the spirit is the same, that we do want to respect the fact that overall, based on the information that we have, and only way we can do that is by the fellowship vote that just took place, the majority want to move forward with this change. But I think it would be remiss to not can, I think both the motion one and two contain critical information, because we're not just, I'm not so narrow-minded to think that what we do today doesn't impact what happens tomorrow and so forth. So I would like, I like to look at what things have been done and things that have been decided when we're making decisions moving forward. And so I think that I love the idea of integrating the two, because I think that the information in both are extremely important. Thank you.
WEB 0435, Laura.
I like both of these motions. I am a little concerned about the 41% participation rate. And I do wish that we, I like what Josh said about having more of a, well, I think that with the, I think the conference should have a consensus about what it wants to see as an acceptable, you know, substantial unanimity on a vote, and not really compare our fellowship to what is acceptable or it's good enough, because we can expect the best and get it. And I think that 60% is, you know, more substantial, or at least 50%, you know. I know that the name change, what I would have liked to have seen more is including the true voice of our fellowship is contained in the results that come, the comments section of our ballot proposals. And there, this has come up before. In 2019, there was proposal 3 and 5. In 2021, there was a proposal on the name change. I was trying to find it for 2015. And so I know that that's, it's been an issue, the name change over the years. And alcoholics, having the word alcoholics was an issue. But anyway, thanks for letting me speak.
Thank you. And WEB 1462. Katarina?
Yeah, hi, thank you. Also, English is a second language. I want to say
something. Sorry, if we can put 90 seconds on the clock.
Thank you. I want to say something about the 41% participation rate, because while that seems to be low, and Sue has already explained that it's actually a record in participation, we also have to keep in mind this figure is taken from all registered groups, regardless of whether or not they're active or not. And there are like some numbers, I don't want to spread misinformation, but there are some numbers that suggest that as many as half of these groups might be inactive, which would propel this number from 41% of all total groups to actually more like something like 80%, 90% of all active groups. Now, again, I would be a little bit cautious about this number, but just to give you some idea that when you're thinking about this, I'm sorry for the U, by the way. So when thinking about this problem, there has to be like some kind of consideration that not 100% of group participation is not possible, because we don't actually know accurately however many groups are active in the fellowship. So, and I wanted to say something else. Well, 50 seconds, what was it? Well, since it's gone, it's gone. Thank you all for listening to me.
Thank you. And I think this is time pretty much, Stacey, is that correct?
That's correct. 1 minute left.
All right. IG 648, Zoe, you'll be the last.
Thank you. And thanks to the submitters of both of the motions. I do think it's a different conversation about what the quorum is, and it should be discussed, but as a separate proposal. That discussion does need to take place. I'm a little uncomfortable with including the 41% figure in motion two. It could be misconstrued that that's what we've set as a bar. And I appreciate the clarity of the first motion. It addresses the vote that passed and also the proposed implementation plan. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, we will now identify the general direction, the choices that you all will have. Is one, I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. Two, I need more information and prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC. Three, I would like this matter to be postponed for discussion at the next CBM. Four, I do not support the ballot proposal in any form. And five, I abstain from voting. And Brad, let us know when you're ready.
I'm almost ready.
Okay.
Carmen, are you okay if the title is Accepting FGV Name Change?
Sure.
I have to do some sort of title. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm re ready to start the vote. I'm starting it now, and I think we're going to do th 3 minutes on the clock, right?
Correct.
And it started. Okay, that's time. I'm going to go ahead and close it. Okay, it has been closed, and now I'm going to bring up results. Okay, I'm going to share my screen. All right, we had 62 votes tallied with one abstention. I support the spirit of the floor motions and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. Had 55 votes or 88.71%. So it looks like we're moving to crafting a motion.
All right, thank you. And then I will turn it over to Eric, and he's going to walk you guys through the next sections.
Carmen, can I make one quick parliamentary comment relating to the process? I've heard several people saying, gosh, I'd love it if I had a little bit of this motion, a little bit of that motion. Actually, the alternative motion building process is one that allows every delegate to put their own preferred way of doing that. So this is actually an opportunity, if you like elements of each, to craft your own motion that does that.
Thank you. All right, and I'll turn it over to Eric.
All right. For anybody who's following along on the OPPM, we are on page 77 at the section Crafting a Motion. To determine the actual motion to be considered, we will attempt to, delegates may submit alternative language that will achieve the general direction that was set based on the discussion and the most recent poll. We'll take 3 minutes of quiet reflection, and other delegates who are present are encouraged to draft alternative motions that accomplish the general spirit of the ballot proposal, or the floor motion proposal in this case. And those who have alternative motions, we will call on you in order as time allows, and we will prioritize delegates who have not yet been heard. And as they are submitted, our parliamentarian will assess whether the motion accomplishes the general spirit of that ballot proposal. And then we will do 10 minutes of submitting alternative motions, and then we'll move to discussing and selecting a preferred motion. So 3 minutes of quiet reflection, if we could set a timer for that, please. All right. Welcome back, everyone. If you have an alternative motion that you would like to present to the conference at this time, please raise your hand. I think we have 10 minutes for this section of submitting alternative.
Yeah, excuse me, Eric. I think what we found last time, it's best if anybody who wants to submit an alternative motion just sends it directly to Trish, the secretary. Secretary Trish, and then you will go ask Trish which ones are ready for consideration.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. So if that wasn't clear to everybody, simply send, I assume, a written version to Trish via chat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Send a written version to Trish via chat, and she and the parliamentarian will review them. And as Trish sends the approved ones to me, we will consider them in turn. If you have any questions about that, please raise your hand.
Eric, would you like a 3-minute warning on the 10 minutes?
That'd be great. Thank you. TEL0341, I see your hand raised. Do you have a question or are you? I gotcha. And Trish, will you send those to me in the, or put them, I guess, in the main chat as they arrive?
Eric, what I'll do is I'll paste them onto the document that's on the screen share.
Oh, perfect.
So you and Charlie can see them once I receive one.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just received from Marty that she wants to keep this motion as is.
Okay.
She was the original.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
And as Charlie would be evident, it fits the general spirit of the proposals.
Thanks, Charlie. CA1148, Charles, I see your hand. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just, I never got my question answered, and I also asked point of information. What happens if none of these pass? Like, the whole fellowship has voted something through, overwhelmingly positive. Are we really allowed to just ignore it? Like, isn't it already immediately accepted because the fellowship said?
So I'm gonna leave you to communicate directly with our point of information, William, and our parliamentarian Charlie, regarding the disposition of what happens if this process fails or doesn't, or depending on the various outcomes of this process.
Eric, I received one alternative motion from Leah, but then she said it was similar to number one, so she withdrew it.
Great.
Okay, here's one from Kelly from TEL0341. Just copy it. Is Charlie going to rule on this alternative motion?
I'm sorry. Yes, it's my belief that does meld elements of the two proposals in a way that distinguishes them from the other two motions, and that it fits the general spirit of what people are trying to achieve here.
I don't see any others submitted.
Region 5, Josh, I see your hand.
Yeah, just FYI, I don't know if it matters, but the submitters of the second one are currently fast and furiously working on an alternate motion that yeah. integrates 1 and 2. So just want to let you know that we're trying to get it in ASAP.
Thank you for letting us know. Well, we'll hold it open to the end of the 10 minutes for you to finish. If necessary.
That's a 3-minute time warning.
Thanks, Stacy.
Hi, Eric. I received an alternative motion from Josh. I'm not clear. Is this to replace number 2 or is this a new one? Is this to replace what?
So I think according to procedure, we leave the existing motions in, if I read that right. But I mean, I personally don't have a problem with changing it if they want to withdraw and replace. just add it.
Yeah, I would say at this point it's not really gone. Delegate debate has not started yet. So if their choice is to replace, they can do that. If their choice is to supplement, then I'll look at it on that basis. But once they're done, we should get clarity.
I have posted it. It is number 4.
Okay, so let me look at this one individually, and then we'll separately address the question that's been raised about replace or add.
Excuse me, Charlie. I did just get a group text from number 2, and they do want to replace this number 4 with number.
Okay. I think that's their privilege. I just want to take a go ahead and actually let's keep it separate because I do have a question.
Oh, okay.
Knowing they wrote this in haste, when you say to approve 41% participation rate of the same, I'm not quite understanding what the phrase of the same exactly is meaning. Can somebody explain that to me? Perhaps we can figure out if you want to make a last adjustment or not.
JC, if you could give us 3 more minutes to resolve this issue.
So
while they're formulating a response, I'm going to call on a hand here, co-secretary. I can't see the rest of the name there. If you want to go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to bring up that it looks like motion 3 and motion 4 are the exact same.
Yeah, they are, actually.
Trish, was that a accidental copy-paste or on somebody else's part?
Yeah.
An accidental copy-paste?
And
I see Region 5's hand up. Maybe they'll speak to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an accidental copy-paste. Trish, take a look in the DM channel. But the question of the wording might actually go to Kelly then.
Yeah, then I would welcome a chance to have Kelly take a look at that and see if there's any change she wants to make. I read over it the first time.
Great.
While we wait for the Region 5 alternative. Kelly's hand, I think, is up.
Yeah, I had my hand up for at least a minute because I saw they were exactly the same. So I figured that was the case. I put of the same because I was trying to write it quickly. What I meant was of the same. Let me see. Instead of writing out comments approval partition rate, hold on. Of the fellowship group vote name change. I mean, pretty much just instead of
writing. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I had to read it. And I was just trying to like shorten words and get it in of the same, meaning the name change from the fellowship group vote.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. If do you want to change the wording right now before we put this forward to delegates or just rely on people understanding what you just said?
Kelly, I think that's a question to you.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask the group, is it confusing to everyone else? Because to me, it's not, but I understand that it might be to others.
It's fine. We'll have a moment to discuss.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sounds good. So meanwhile, while you ponder that, we'll move down to the more differentiated alternative 4 here. Hold on a second. Okay, that certainly fits the general spirit of immediacy on this vote while creating a pathway for the larger process question. So yes, that is read and is distinct from the other motions because of that last feature.
And we're okay for them to exercise a privilege to replace their...
Yes, correct. Motion. So as of... Yes, and I think Brad is already starting to do that. We're going to do exactly what's happening now to
Okay.
do the replacement.
All
right. Eric, that's the end of your extended 3 minutes.
Thank you. And fortunately, we have arrived at the transition point where we begin
Before we move on, this is kind of a last call. Kelly, if you're comfortable with that wording, and it's fine as far as, you know, if people sort of have heard your clarification, so they would be able to vote on it if they want, or you can do a switch if you want to, but this is kind of last opportunity.
Okay. Leah, I see your hand. If you have a point of information or point of order, I request that you use the forms for that. But if you have something to offer, we're about to start our discussion. You can certainly be top of the line there if you prefer. But the next stage is that we'll take 15 minutes of discussion with a 5-minute warning, if you please, Stacy, on these three motions. And then we'll have a polling process at the end of that 15 minutes. HI0045, Leah, please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for your participation and feedback on this important motion. The second one that you just moved up into second place, it doesn't seem to include the immediacy of putting into effect the name change. It does have the immediacy of accepting the participation rate. I'm just concerned that that's getting lost in adding it there. So the first one is very clear: to immediately accept the fellowship group vote results regarding the proposed change to the functional name. I mean, it's just so clear and easy. That second one, just it's watering it down. It's not really saying we're immediately accepting that and putting and able to say we are now ACAD. So I see that it's there for the other aspect of, you know, the quorum and all that. I'm more concerned with the name change right now. Thanks.
Thanks, Leah. IG44, Gretchen, please go ahead.
Hi, yeah. I have to admit, I've been doing this delegate stuff for quite a few years, and I was taken aback by the fact that that intricate system that we used, and the voting and the participation, was not a done deal. And I realized when this happened, and I did not like completely everything. I do at this point approve of one. Number one states, and I believed that it was a done deal, that the name was voted on and overwhelmingly approved, and that there would be a 5 to 10 year period. So this states what I believed was what would happen. So I, you know, I'm happy that we've come to this, and I approve of number one.
Thanks, Gretchen. THA0010, Brian, please go ahead.
This quorum language is not in ACA's, I forget what it's called, OPPM thing. So, it doesn't make, I just want to say it just doesn't make that much sense. The 66 and two thirds is definitely in there, and that's what we should be aiming at. And that's part of our system and the way that we approve things. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. We have more time. We'll give us a moment to rest and see if anybody wants to add anything else. But we can certainly end this section early and move to the voting process. WB0506, Amica, I see your hand. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, just taking the opportunity again to say there's obviously some confusion over the quorum. I'm not going to try to do it. You all can, you know, but the quorum being the body that is there at the beginning that's used to actually determine what is 66 and 2/3 percent of what. And so then is the quorum the delegates who are here, because delegates represent elected by their groups to represent their groups. And so you go through all that. That's all got to be explained and understood. And I know we're all trying. I'm trying right with rest of you. I'll put this in the original name change vote, or in the motions 92, I think it is, that said do it by group, that it should only be changed by, it was in 92, by a total group vote. That was like seven people voted on that, which is cool, but I'm just
Okay,
saying, you just
thanks,
actually,
Samantha. Your
thank
time
you.
is up.
Thank you.
TX131, Denise, please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Number one, two things that I've learned early on in recovery is keep it simple and first things first. And number one, let's just get it started. I think we're overcomplicating this. I think we're eating up just a whole lot of our precious time here, going into the weeds. Let's just get it started. First things first, get it started, and so we can move on to other things. It's all there, and that's what that 41% voted for, and we're here to put our stamp on it. Thanks.
Thanks, Denise. TEL0341. Kelly, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. When I think about the process of the name change, and I think about, getting to this point, this has started a long time ago. This should be wrapping up. So this is not just to me a let's just get it started, because only that we've been doing this. We've been doing this. This name change thing came about initially, well, way back when, but then really what got us to this point was a ballot proposal from what, 23? Maybe 24. So at this point, it is just let's go. I do think quorum, in my opinion, should have been worked out before we got here. But I think at this point, by as many people as voted, it was approved. And yeah, we move on, but we are at sort of the end of the cycle here to me, because we do have another motion going into fellowship group vote as soon as possible. So I know this is a learning process. This is helping us all, but yes, get it into action, and yes, let's do some kind of quorum on it so we're not talking about this at the CBM. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. IG659, Karen, please go ahead.
Hi, Karen T from IG659. In the ABC, we establish quorum 7 times over 2 days. It fluctuates because even though we have a fixed number of registered delegates, people are moving in and people are moving out as and when we take the votes. And the same thing applies with this vote that we took. We had a fixed number of registered groups, intergroups, regions. Those who wanted to take the opportunity to vote made themselves available to that. And I think we're losing that in all of this and trying to combine two quite different things into one motion. And a quorum should have been established right at the outset of, if we wanted to define it differently, at the outset of adopting this FGV process and with our pass.
Thanks, Karen. WEB0766D, please go ahead.
I've already stated that I support the first motion, but I just want to add that this issue of quorum, for me, I find to be very confusing, because we just set quorum at 33 delegates at the beginning of our comeback session, and we were going to be able to vote even if just 33 of us were going to be here. If 66% of us agreed of that 33, we would have passed something. And so the fact that we have participation that's well above that on the online side, it's just very strange to me that we keep on having this quorum conversation when the participation is well over anything that we've ever had at an ABC. So it just feels more inclusive. To me, the quorum is whoever actually submitted. So I can't remember the number of hundreds of groups that submitted, but that's the quorum. And then we did, voted out of 66% of those. Those were the people who said yes. I support. I thank everyone who submitted stuff. I may be getting a little frustrated. So sorry for my tone. Thank you so much for everyone who's doing all this great work. Pass.
Thanks, Dee. IG 648, Zoe, please go ahead.
Thank you. I support motion one. I think it just clouds things to include the 41% number and to talk about quorum. And I agree with the keeping it simple, which the first one does. We're approving the vote that was done in the fellowship group vote, and we're approving an implementation plan. And I just like the simplicity of it and staying away from quorum, which I think is a separate issue. And then I'm not sure if Charles's question got answered, so I'll take a stab at it, but let me know if I'm wrong. I think we're talking about it now because it needed to come back to the ABC to be approved even after the fellowship-wide vote. I believe that's why we're talking about it. But again, please correct me if I'm wrong about that. Thank you.
Eric, that's 5 minutes. Warning.
Thanks, Zoe. Thanks, Stacy. IG70, Erica, please go ahead.
Thank you. So me personally, I'm very excited about the name change, because in my recovery, I've always said, and dysfunctional families always. So it's just it's easy for me. But I do think it's important to note the actual numbers and to have data in the actual motion, however limited it may be, because I do believe that what we're saying is that there's quite a few folks that did not participate. That's their right not to. And it's a huge number. According to this, it's 59% that didn't. And there's people who may not be okay with this change, right? So if we just say, accept the fellowship group vote results regarding the proposed change without it reflecting that it was only 41% of the total groups that we have registered with the WSO, I think it could be a little misleading. And I think that if anybody does want to come back who might have been upset about this decision, we could say, no, 41% participation. Right? And that's a high number of participants. And I think it is relevant, because I do think that there are some folks who are not.
Thanks,
definitely
Sarah.
Not in agreement.
Your time's passed. IG 630, Stefan, please come up. Please go ahead.
Hi, folks. Yeah, I think we ought to leave the percentage off of the, you know, it's like, yes, 41% showed up. That's a really great number, but we can't compare that to how many people could have showed up. You know, I compare it to like my bank account. My bank account and what I make and what I can afford is a 2003 Scion for a car. Although I could go buy a Rolls Royce, but I don't have those funds. So why pay attention to what I could have, and pay attention to what we have. Let's not, yes, it would be great if we had 2,900 participants, but we don't. So let's not worry about a quorum. Let's do the quorum of what we actually have. A bird in hand is better than two in the bush. So I vote for motion one. Thank you.
Thanks, Stefan. NC0118, Lynn, please go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate the work that all of the groups put into these three motions. I agree with motion one. However, I do see the value of some of the information. I think that motion three speaks to, although it's not written, I concur with the 86% or the 88%, whatever it was, of the acceptance of the name change by the groups that did vote. And so it might be too late at this juncture to change this, but if I had to vote right now, it would be for motion one. And thank you all.
Thanks, Lynn.
Eric, that's the end of section time.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Stacy. And thanks to everybody who shared in our discussion. We're now going to do another polling process here. We will first have a poll to narrow down which of these motions we prefer the most. And the first poll will include all motions plus another option of I do not support any of the motions. If a motion gains 60%, I believe that is the motion that passes. But if none gains 60%, then any of those that receive 20% or more will be placed on a second poll and will narrow it down from there. So, Brad, are you putting together a poll for us?
Yep, I'm ready to start it now. Shall we do 3 minutes, Eric?
That sounds great.
Okay, I'm starting the poll now. Everyone can refresh and go ahead and vote. Same link, but we'll put it in the chat.
All right.
Okay, that's
Thank everybody.
time. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
No, you just go right ahead. I was just going to turn it over to you.
Okay, that's time. I'm closing the vote now. Okay, and now I'm going to bring up the results. Okay. Okay, and now I'm going to share my screen. Okay, so we had 65 votes tallied, one abstention. The first one got 57 votes with 87.69%. The second one got 5 votes at 7.69%, and the last got 2 votes at 3.08%. And there was one vote to not support any of these motions. So that meets the threshold to go onto worldwide online voting, and that will start at the end of the session today, and everyone can see it there to vote on.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for setting that up, Brad, and thank you to the delegates for bringing us to a decision on this. That's awesome, everybody. I believe we are going to take a 10-minute break at this